having gone 2-0 up, I thought even still we weren't great. There were certain aspects of it which was decent, but not too many individuals have covered themselves with glory tonight.
Let's talk about the game, because you know you were two up, and you know a terrific goal, the Mike Jones goal.
Yeah.
Just talk us through that, because that was a real highlight of the match.
Yeah, well, if you're going to have the ball dropped to somebody in and around the centre circle and with an empty goal, you'd want it to be somebody like Michael Jones, because technically he's excellent, and you know it's no surprise that he did what he did. So, but that is one of the highlights of the game, and only one of the highlights of the game.
Did you feel there were warning signals before they scored?
At times, although we had a couple of chances early on in the game, I'd have to say that after about 15-20 minutes, we weren't covering ourselves in glory, considering who we were playing against. So as a team, individually, we were quite a way off. Yes, there were warning signs, and you know, obviously if we'd have got into the half-time 2-0, but I did say to the players at half-time that it wasn't acceptable as it was, so and it didn't get any better.
Conceding goals never a good thing, but that close to half-time, how important was that?
Well, it would have changed maybe a few things, but obviously conceding the goal and the penalty and the sending off just after the second half isn't acceptable either, so, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, yes, we've conceded goals, yes, we could have, you know, I'd have to say in the second half, we created some really good chances, and a fair play to their goalkeeper. He pulled off some very good saves, and there was an excellent tackle on Gary when he had his shot. You know, again, like I say, very few positives.
What did you make of the sending off?
It's hard to see from here, to be fair, but I'd have to say there wasn't many arguments, and you can usually gauge with players a little bit. I thought right from when James... Well, Connor missed the header in the first place, then James didn't deal with the second ball, so like I said, it didn't look like there was too many, and to be fair to the ref, although he didn't get too many things right, he looked like he'd taken his time. He didn't throw the red card about straight away, so I haven't seen it yet, but I'd have to say there wasn't, like I said, too many arguments.
And almost a triple punishment, really, a penalty, you know, a goal scored, and now a ban as well for the player. Which one hurts the most?
Well, obviously, at the time, it's a penalty, because it's a goal, so James has not covered himself in any kind of glory, that is for certain. Then, obviously, he's now suspended, so you give people opportunities. It's down to them to take it at times. If they don't, then not a lot you can do.
Newport then scored a third goal, but thereafter, as you've already alluded to, you know, Crawley played well. I mean, there's some chances. You went for a broke, Richard.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a cup tie, and down to 10 men or not, you know, you go and give it a go. And, you know, I've put a team out tonight that actually, if this was a league game, probably wouldn't be a million miles away from the team that I would pick. Kyle McFasden was ill, Billy Clark was injured, Joe Walsh is away on international duty, so... Apart from a couple, maybe that would have been the team I'd have played if we were, you know, away at Wolves or something. So, you know, you would expect us to create chances, with all due respect, against Newport at home, and we did. But, you know, we looked a mile off at times.
And you said it was a competition before the match you were taking seriously. You look really disappointed. How disappointed are you?
Yeah, very, because it is a competition we were taking seriously, and I put faith in a couple of players tonight who have been waiting for a long time for their opportunity. And I'd have to say maybe my squad's not as strong as I thought it was.
Looking ahead, does this change your preparation for the next game, or what you are planning over the next game? Had you won tonight?
Yeah. The players were given an incentive. They've not achieved that, and... to be fair, I don't know if there's that many people entitled to a couple of days off after that performance, and I think it's about time I had a couple of conversations with one or two people.
What was the incentive?
A couple of days off.
And conversations you're going to have? I mean...
Well, I think that needs to stay between me and my players, but again, I'll reiterate, not many people cover themselves in glory tonight.
And you've mentioned about the strength of the squad. Is that something now you're actively going to try and strengthen?
Yep, yes. When you give people opportunities and they perform in that way, then it makes you realise that maybe the squad's not as strong. And I said earlier, one positive is it makes me realise I've picked the right team for the last 8 weeks, because the squad's not as strong as I thought it was.
And what have the players said to you, or what have you said to the player? I mean, I know you can't tell exactly what,
well,
what the
tell
players
you what I said, because you can't put that on the radio, but they should be embarrassed. And I don't say that very often, and I stick up for my players, but I can't stick up for them tonight.